وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Brothers, sisters, and dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to the program For Humanity. We are looking at the human beings, and we're trying to see what makes us tick. And we said there are a number of things we need to have: virtues, characteristics, whatever you want to call them, things we need to have and obtain and attain in order to deal with one another in an appropriate manner and make sure that we're not oppressing or transgressing against other people. So the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi and the Ahlul Bayt teaches us the things that we need to have. One of the traits and virtues that I need to have as a human being in order for me to deal with other humans in a proper manner is to have a conscience. And conscience, at least a living conscience, is very hard to come by these days. We need to have a conscience that feels a duty and responsibility towards the things that are around us, like friends, family, work, environment, animals, self-control, organization, for example, and the list goes on. We need to have conscience when it comes to these things. We need to have a living conscience. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, one of the things that Allah sent him to do, he says in the Quran, he sent him to bring people back to life. In the sense that not that they are dead physically, but they're dead in terms of their conscience. It does not feel, it does not think, it only thinks about itself. Their only conscience when it works and their feelings is when it comes to their pleasures and desires and what, how much they can get from this world and from other people. But when it comes to everyone around them, everything around them, they fail to do that. They actually end up oppressing other people. So we want a person who takes responsibility, who feels the pain of things around him. Allah tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "La tathabanna nafsak alayhim hasarat." When the Prophet used to look at people around him, and he sees that they're all pagans and they're not Muslims, and you know, only few of them accepting Islam, he used to burn from the inside to the state. Allah says, "Do not kill yourself over them out of regret for them. Let them be. If they want, they can come. They don't want, they can go." So the Prophet had that conscience where he was feeling how they feel and seeing where they're going. He had love for other humans. That's why his conscience was constantly alive. Same thing with other Imams alayhim as-salam. They had that conscience. For example, we see in the classical, beautiful story of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, when he was facing 32,000 army by himself when all his family were murdered, he cried. And they said to him, "Oh, Husayn, someone like you cries?" He says, "I'm not crying for myself out of fear or anything. I'm crying for these thousands of people that will go to hell
because of fighting me. So this is a living conscience. We need to have a conscience in that regard. Let us take a short break and then we will come back right after.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. We were saying that in order for us to be good people and human respecting people, that we don't transgress over the rights of other people, is that we need to be more, have a conscience that think and feel about the things that are around us and take responsibility towards it. Even when it comes to environment, we have so many ahadith from the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam that tells us that we need to take care of the world we live in as far as nature is concerned. Because if I harm it myself, I'm not only harming myself, but I'm harming other human beings. When you have so much industries and power plants and what have you dumping their chemicals in the sea or in the ocean, or even people dumping so much plastic and harming this nature that we're in, we are the one who's going to be facing global warming. And you see that so many parts of the world, they would have so much droughts, and you have so much parts of the world, they have so much floods. And in these two sides between floods and droughts, many people are getting killed. Many people are dying because of it. Every flood that happens, and you know, hundreds of people die. So what causes this imbalanceness in nature or in the environment? Isn't it the greed of some people who only care about themselves and not care about other people? It's only because those people who only care about themselves and how fat their bank accounts are, they have no conscience. They don't feel anything. They don't feel a sense of responsibility. They don't feel the sense of duty towards other human beings. The same thing even applies to animals. We have to be responsible for them as well. A hadith from Amir al-Mu'minin, he says, "Antum mas'uluna an baqa' al-ardi wa baha'imiha." You are responsible on earth itself and the mules that walks on the earth. When we are destroying nature, and when we are killing and slaughtering so much animals for our desires and our pleasures, I mean, what is the consequences? The consequences is that a lot of other people in other parts of the world will suffer. And so if you look at statistics and you see how much food, for example, gets dumped and how many animals get killed in one particular country compared to the world, the numbers are just staggering. And like just the food that gets thrown, it can feed entire nations for a number of years. So we don't care. We don't have that living conscience. So me and you, as believing men and believing women, we need to have that conscience that feels for others, that feels the pain of others, the suffering of others. Even in Islam, we meant to care about our 70 neighbor. And 70, I'm assuming, is in a radius, right? So all around, not just one side. So 70 on your right, 70 on your left, 70 in the front, 70 at the back. 70 radius. So we've been told to feel things. Otherwise, we are dead. Allah says, amwat. They are just dead. There's nothing to them. They might seem to be living, but in fact, there's nothing inside that is alive. We'll leave it here, and inshallah we will continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma
محمد وآله.